You ready, Dustin?
I'm ready.
You sure you're ready?
I don't know.
Because the big takeaway from Kevin Stefanski's press availability just moments ago, you guys heard it here live, is that they did have Deshaun, I believe, on 7-on-7s earlier today. He had some general arm soreness. Or actually, excuse me, they had him early on some 11-on-11s. But then Jameis Winston ran the first-team offense versus the scout team D. I said Kevin said he's not overly concerned about Deshaun, but he was held out of practice in some of the drills today. So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel? I feel fine about it. Like I said to Keith, I'm not worried about how they're handling him in practice. I think that they should be cautious.
Well, but this is before we got there was general arm soreness.
General arm soreness.
I do think it's a little different when you hear that from the team, no?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I you really want to be negative here. I'll go down that road.
How is it negative?
It felt like an attack.
What? Why?
It was not an attack.
It's a safe place.
I promise you it was not an attack.
It's a safe place here.
Is it?
It is.
You feel safe?
I mean, not now. Kind of jammed me up there.
I'm not trying to attack you. I'm sorry.
What I think is interesting is most of the year, I think you have been more in the concerned category than I just have general concern. All right. So instead of general arm soreness, I have general concern about the whole thing, of which Deshaun is 50% of it because of the health implications.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty noteworthy that with 2 weeks to go, he has general arm soreness. That, again, I mean, this is no disrespect to the team, but this is the catch side of when you only give PR responses. When there is something like this, I guarantee you there are fans who rolled their eyes and said, oh, great, here we go again.
Oh, for sure. People, and I understand why, in Cleveland are very sensitive to bad things happening. And we always, like, assume the worst. In most cases, and I'm sure fans out there are like, ugh, here we go again.
See, I think what's interesting is, though, those are kind of general. Like, I agree with the general statements that you're making. I think that Deshaun thinks on a different plane. I think everything with Deshaun is treated with a different level of reaction. And by the way, I mean Deshaun haters, Deshaun apologists, the people in the middle. Like, I think even Deshaun apologists probably saw held out of practice. And with, by the way, we're already not certain now that he's going to play in preseason game number 3, because you are looking for breadcrumbs either way, whether you should be or should not be. Coming out and hearing, well, he was going to be in practice today. He actually went through some of the 11-on-11s to then hear that his backup ran against the 7-on-7s, that he was not in on those drills. I think it totally changes.
Does that make you think he's not playing?
I mean, it just makes me wonder about it. Like, is that? I've said all season long, because it's a shoulder injury, I hope I'm wrong, but I expect this to be something we have check-ins on all season long. I didn't necessarily expect it to kind of be part of today's conversation.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, we can chalk it to general concern. We'll continue to go back to that.
General soreness?
It's general soreness. They're generally concerned about it. But, I mean, if you already came into this thing wondering, can the arm hold up, knowing that there is no thing we can point to and go, this is right here, this thing has never happened to a starting quarterback in the NFL. It has never been applied. This surgery for the glenoid has never been applied. This is a baseball injury that happened to a football player. Mm-hmm. That's where I think it's appropriate fear. That's what I think today's about. So if you see this and lose your mind, I don't know I can talk you off the ledge. Like, that's not where I am, but, man, is it like a, okay, well, let's hear, if we hear this too many times, because here's the thing. Here's the reason why you can't just – because I would love to just dispel the thing. It's general soreness. I'm sure that happens with quarterbacks anyway. I'm not a quarterback. Not a quarterback thing. Never been a quarterback. Not a quarterback.
Cornerback?
Yeah. Or, well, no. I've
I was a corner.
I was not.
Back.
No, they didn't let me. They
you weren't?
No. No.
Yeah, you got the body for it.
Stop. I've been working on it.
I know.
Yeah, expanding
Great it. Reach.
Expanding it.
Long. That's what they say about you.
That's people
They've
have
been
said
saying that since day one.
They've been saying that. But I think the fact that the team is already not great at handling injuries, like there's – Kevin can call it general soreness. I think a fair amount of people are going to go, well, I don't trust the injury. The team has maybe not been the most clear when injuries do happen. How can you not – like, I'll just be honest, like pragmatically, how can you not be on the lookout or have this as part of your skepticism or alertness about the Browns starting quarterback going forward?
No, I think that you can and probably should until we actually see him out there against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's funny.
What?
Actually, this might be the first time I'm not flip-flopping. I can now see the advantage of if he played on Saturday, simply because I think this is going to shake a lot of people when they hear general arm soreness for Deshaun.
The old general soreness.
So the other big thing we've heard about is the tackle position. Now, yesterday, and I know you guys got into this a little bit, there's the conversation we're going to have on this in the next segment, and there's just the right now. I think it's really interesting that they've already talked about – Kevin yesterday alluded to Joel has shifted out there in regular season games, and that, you know, I know you guys asked him about the Conklin thing, but that he didn't outright dismiss the idea of Conklin, who hasn't played left tackle in a while, potentially shifting over there as well.
Yeah, that's something that to me really kind of made me perk up yesterday when he said that it's definitely a possibility. And the fact that he hasn't played that position in a long time, you know, it's certainly something that's going to take him some time, but they feel like he can do it.
I think it speaks volumes also that they or DeJuan don't feel comfortable with DeJuan over there at left side. Because
DeJuan's a right tackle, I think.
Well, but I think you've heard in Kevin's answer yesterday with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are just naturally more comfortable moving across the line. And if DeJuan's not one of those guys, it's fine. But I would imagine if they had any inkling he could be a left tackle, they would try him over there because it is not the easiest thing to find a quality starting right tackle in the NFL. But it is much easier if you've locked into a 10-year solution at left tackle to piecemeal the right tackle spot, to cycle through Juwan Taylors and Jed Wills and Conklin's at 30, 31 years old. It's much easier to do that than we're going to flip a 30-year-old back to the left side and we're going to build around a right tackle for the next decade. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know the whole hip thing is, well, we view tackles as interchangeable. Cool. There's, like, five guys that are actually interchangeable.
Yeah, I was going to say, who does that?
Like, Tristan Wirfs is. Orlando Brown has switched to the left, but since he's been to the left, I don't think he's the same player he was on the right side. And he's got a similar build as DeJuan does. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if they're going through the tackle issues they have now, and we have not seen DeJuan Jones or Dewayne Jones, as I was about to say. If we've not seen DeJuan at left tackle, it ain't happening. Not next year, not 4 years from now. This is the spot, all right? Jed is on the PUP list. Jack is on the PUP list. This would be the thing that forces into action. And what it seems like, we're more likely to get Petonio on the left side at tackle or Jack Conklin on the left side. 216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys as, again, Deshaun Watson was held out of parts of practice today with general arm soreness. Big deal, little deal, or no deal? I think if we try to poo-poo this, I think it's already kind of signifying that it might freak us out a little bit more than we want to admit to. But we are having a conversation on the left tackle spot, and when we come back, it's not about this year. It's about maybe looking into next year. And at least as of right now, it looks pretty wide open. That's next with the Browns here at training camp or practice, as I got caught in
practice camp.
I was going to say training camp. Yeah.
There you go. Well, more to come.
Nick and Dustin
from
on 92.3 The Fan.